Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
What's wrong?
I feel like I'm on a baby kick because I feel like I'm just always with, you know, my baby.
You have a baby.
Right, that's how it works.
You have a baby.
Yeah, but when people say to you, maybe if you breastfeed, then you can lose the baby weight.
What?
I don't understand people. They always, like, they've lost boundaries.
Works? I'm not sure that's how it works.
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm not a woman nor a doctor, but I'm not sure that's how it works.
But like, no, when you just say that off the cuff in a conversation where you don't even know me that well, it just seems...
Right, so it's not a family member, it's not one of your good friends or anything like that, right?
No,
like somebody at Rite Aid.
It's a stranger.
Right? Walgreens walking up to you.
On the treadmill, you know, like next to me, like, what?
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of benefits to feeding your child that way, not just losing weight.
Right.
I just don't understand. Like, that's all I need to know about you. Like, why does all of a sudden all the boundaries go down?
Right.
It's like, oh, how do you feed your baby? What?
Yeah.
That's a very personal question. And then you feel like you have to explain yourself.
Right.
Like, well, and then you go into the whole story, and you think they would be, like, uncomfortable, but they're not.
They're into it. Yeah. They're like, yeah.
They'll back off. Right. They'll step away from it. Yeah. Right? They understand that they should exit at that point. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
That's all I need to know about
you. I'm glad I don't have that hanging over me. Yeah. If you believe stopping to take a selfie stops life, that's all I need to know about you. Did you see this? Jim Carrey says he's no longer taking photos with fans out on the street because he says that taking selfies stops life. He'd much rather just say hello and say, how do you do?
So he's basically saying...
Jim Carrey went so unfunny. Why does this happen to comics from SNL, from back in that time?
I understand what he's saying, though. Because when you take a selfie, it's always the same thing. You got to get into position.
But
you
got
to get the camera ready. You have to take the picture. They're like, wait, no, that one didn't come out good. Let's do another one.
It's Anna, he sang from his butt in Pet Detective, okay? And it was wonderful. Who doesn't want that selfie? Frankly, Jim Carrey, I don't even need your face. Just, you know, go ahead and turn around and give me that shot. Because everybody's going to know exactly whose butt it is.
Wow.
I'm saying.
Wow.
That's what I want from you.
I do understand where he's coming from. Like, you don't just pose for a picture anymore and move on. All the, you know, when people ask for selfies, it takes a lot of time.
Right. I can't stand it when actors don't want to embrace what it was that made them so big. It's like when an artist goes out on tour and I'm not going to sing that song. It was your biggest hit.
Right.
Just sing it, man.
If the way you greet...
Sing it for me!
Oh, boy.
Right now, on demand.
Good.
If the way you greet your new apartment neighbors is by saying, kids! I hate kids! That's all I need to know about you. I'm a 23-year-old man, sir. I'm not a 6-year-old. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Wow. So hurtful.
Yeah. I mean, you're growing that beard like a big boy, so we're proud of you.
Thanks,
Jeff. The last 7 months.
1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Actor/slash Good Vibrations megastar Mark Wahlberg, aka Marky Mark from the Funky Bunch, is going to be at Westfield Trumbull tomorrow night at his Wahlburgers restaurant.
Oh, snap!
Start at 9.9. Sienna and Raven. Oh my gosh, people are going crazy on Facebook.
People are so fired up. Everybody's talking about this no matter where you are in the state. Like, and people are like, you're not going to be able to get near it. And of course, that means that Anna is obsessed with getting next to Marky Mark.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking over Facebook and I'm reading everything. And of course, the first question everybody has is, how do you meet him?
Right.
He's going to be there from 5:30 to 7, according to all the media reports. And all that Westfield Trumbull is responding is that they suggest calling the restaurant for information, but it's basically, it's not a meet and greet. He's just hanging out there. So
who's
you need
sleeping,
to get a table.
Who's sleeping there right at this moment? Is anybody on the curb right at this moment?
I can't imagine that they would let people out there doing that, right?
Listen, man, it's Marky Mark. All
so
right?
Sherry wrote on our Facebook page, I'll be there with my Wahlburgers tattoo.
Nice.
And I'm like, that is commitment. Like, when you are committed to
I'm
Mark
sure it's
Wahlberg,
a delicious burger.
But, I mean, really?
Wow.
I mean, she gets to meet him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know. You know? Is that the first person that you tell security to take off to the side to? Right. You're like, listen, any Wahlburger tattoos that you find at the door, just move that person to the side. That's a little bit too into it, right?
Somebody
you get a free combo meal for that?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
And then on my parenting group, if you want to join, you just go to Facebook, search Anna's parenting group. I have a parenting group there.
Wonderful.
One of the moms there wrote that she's canceling all the activities for the children for the entire day so she could get there first thing in the morning to make sure she meets Marky Mark.
Wow.
And I'm like, there is so much dedication to meeting Mark Wahlberg tomorrow night. So I'm like, how am I going to meet him amongst all these super fans?
And what would you imagine it would be like, right? Like you walk in and Marky Mark just drops everything. I mean, he's got a bunch of kids, right? Maybe he's hanging out with his family or something like that. He just tosses a kid right over his shoulder because he sees you walk in the room and he's like, hey, how about a hamburger? Do you think that's what it's going to be?
I don't think so.
He's that type of ambassador?
I think he's going to be like walking around and like being kind of like the mayor of Wahlburgers, which he is since he's an owner.
Okay, so how will you make yourself stand out or how will you get close?
I've come up with a couple different options of what I can do to get close to Marky Mark tomorrow night at Westfield Trumbull. One, I can get my Calvin Klein underwear and I can wear them over my jeans.
What?
So, I mean, I don't have a six-pack like he has.
Is he still thankful to Calvin Klein?
I mean, I feel like he launched his career, that and the Funky Bunch.
Right. The Funky Bunch held him up.
Well,
held him up and put him out there.
Of the Funky Bunch.
Right.
As we speak.
I wonder what the status of the Funky Bunch is right now.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Two of them are plumbers. One works at Fenway.
The other one
just got out after a long lockup and they got him washing dishes at Wahlburgers.
I'm actually going to Google that word.
Second answer.
As we speak right now, Hayden is blowing up 200 purple balloons, my daughter.
Okay.
And I'm going to attach them to me so I'm a funky bunch of grapes. I'm a funky bunch of grapes. I'm going to walk in the door with all these balloons on me. He's going to be like, look at you. You're a funky bunch of grapes.
I'm not sure about that one. Okay, what's the third ringer? What is the third ringer?
I'm really torn between walking in and just immediately challenging him to a dance-off.
But you can't say anything.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, it has to be in your eyes.
The Running Man, the Roger Rabbit, the Hit and Play, all of it. Going in hard.
You need somebody with a boombox.
Yeah.
You need somebody to carry it in with a boombox.
Or... here's the other option. I go in Boogie Nights style as Roller Girl. I don't know how to roller skate. But I just put on the roller skates, and I just go. Somebody pushes me.
I'm not sure when the last time you saw that movie was, but that's a little risque. I'm going to say, you know, people are children. They're canceling children's activities to be there. I don't know if Roller Girl is the best character for you to play.
Oh. Well, you want to know the truth?
But I like your dedication. What's that?
We're lying, because we have VIP passes every hour tomorrow. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. Every hour, we're going to be giving you your VIP passes to hang out with Mark Wahlberg at Westfield Trumbull at Wahlburgers. I went to go pick up my daughter at camp yesterday, and it was pouring rain. And I was drenched, you know, with the stroller and all that. And there was this little girl walking with her mom. And the little girl was throwing a full tantrum. She was screaming, crying, and throwing herself on the floor while the mother was trying to pick her up because she didn't want it to rain. She wanted to play outside.
Yeah, the puppies blame me, too, whenever it rains.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
And all I thought was, I feel you, girl. And I want to throw myself on this floor, and I want to cry, too, because I am sick of this rain, and I don't want to be wet either, and I also want to play outside. It's summer.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about it, and I thought, there are so many things that we could do as a child that you can't do as an adult. Imagine if I just dropped to my knees and sobbed because it was raining.
Fell on the ground.
Yeah.
People had to drag you out like dead weight or whatever.
Right. Start at 9.9 at Santa and Raven.
Do you not do that when you're, like, drinking with your friends or something and just decide you're going to sit down in a random place?
I'm a grown-up. I'm gonna take a nap right here.
I feel like maybe it's happened.
No, because you can't do things that you would do when you were younger. Now that you're older, it's not acceptable anymore.
Yeah, a tantrum in public will probably get you, you know, somebody
arrested.
Will call somebody.
Yeah.
Right, they'll call somebody and then they'll come and then you've got all sorts of problems dealing with that.
To explain.
I understand. There's things that I can't do as an adult that I could do as a kid or, you know, that were probably, I'm not going to say acceptable, but you could get away with as a child.
Like what?
How about... throwing water balloons at somebody randomly?
Yeah.
You just run up on somebody and you're like, boom, and you get them right in the face.
And then that's assault. Away.
Or the head, right?
Now, again, now that's like a call to the police officers. And yeah. then you make the news. It's like right. local deranged man throwing right. water balloons at passerby.
Right, yeah. right. How about sticking gum in somebody's hair when you're upset with them?
Well, you should not do that
no,
ever.
You
not
shouldn't.
Even as a child.
But back in the day, they wouldn't call juvenile court. That's all I'm saying. All right? You know, right. You know. Nowadays, somebody will, like, it'll be a straight freak out. You're getting fired for that. All right?
If you put gum in my hair, if there's no way I'm not going to our fake HR department.
Right, like back to the computer. School, you could fling it at somebody at lunch and be like, wasn't me, wasn't me. And there was no, you know, and that's a time thing too. There was no surveillance cameras or something like that. How about trying to trip your teacher? Now, you
no,
know,
you don't do that.
By the time you got to high school, you were supposed to know that you couldn't do that. But when you were in third or fourth grade, some of the parents would just laugh it off and be like, he thinks he's funny.
No one thinks they're funny.
Do that to your boss. I don't think it's going to work
you
out very good.
You can't trip your boss.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, just, what are you going to do? Mm. You know, when you were young, too, I tell you what, as a teenager, eat all the food in the fridge. Walk in, anybody's leftovers, all game. Because you could go, oh, if you got mad about it, they'd just be like, well, he's a growing boy.
That's he true. Needs his,
you right. know what I mean? And as yeah. an adult, people are calling, you ate my takeout?
No, that's true.
You can't get away with it.
I like said to my husband, I'm like, I bought that parfait for me to have for lunch.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Or walking up to mom and dad, field trip today, I need 10 bucks. That doesn't happen now that I'm 43.
Right. Ma, can I have $20 for gas? Anna, you're 39 years
right.
old.
Right. Go right? to work.
Yeah. We 1-800-330-9999. What could you do as a kid that you couldn't do as an adult?
Play tag.
Play tag. Right. I mean, you could do that now, but most people would probably call the authorities and call it, you know, like stalking or something like that.
Imagine,
I mean, unless you know them.
Imagine you're at the mall and right. you just run up to a stranger and you're like,
you're
tag,
it.
You're it.
You're it.
And then
run
you
away.
Run away.
Yeah.
Oh, who thinks producer Christian should do that later?
Who
hey.
Thinks if he doesn't get tased if he tries to do that at the mall without telling anybody?
Running from security. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What could you do as a child that you can't do as an adult?
I cannot roller skate anymore. I used to do it all the time,
yep.
everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think it's for fear. I mean, I just don't want to blow out my knee or do something stupid.
It's true.
I can't hula hoop, but back in the day, I could hula hoop, jump rope. I could do all that stuff. I can't do any of those things now.
I look at my daughter. She goes outside and she's just doing cartwheels down the
mm-hmm,
hill.
Mm-hmm.
For me to mentally prepare myself to do a cartwheel.
Right. You need two martinis.
I got to like convince myself I'm okay. I got to stretch for 20 minutes. You know?
Have a great morning.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. What could you do as a child that you can't do as an adult? Yesterday in the rainstorm, I saw a little girl throwing a tantrum. She was crying. She was throwing herself on the floor because she didn't want it to rain. She wanted to play outside.
Right, right. My dogs do the same thing.
And the mom was like so defeated, but I looked at the little girl and I was like, I feel you, girl, because I would like to throw myself on the ground and cry too right now.
You are over it.
Yeah. Sorry, 99.9. It's Anna and Raven.
It got us thinking there, obviously, that there are some things that you can get away with as a kid that you just can't get away with as an adult.
That's right. Looking at our Facebook page, Christina writes, play dress up and wear the outfit all day long.
Nice.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. I remember in college, we went through a phase where me and my sorority sisters would all wear capes to class, which again, you could probably get away with in college because it's funny. But now if I showed up in a cape, they'd be like, what? I don't understand. Why
yeah.
is she wearing a cape? But not like a fashion forward cape, like a Batman cape.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
We have one in one of the cabinets here. You know, we always keep that thing on standby. I think it would be frowned upon if you wore that to some of the meetings that we have around the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't stick gum in somebody's hair if they make you upset.
No.
Can't ever do that
no.
anymore. How about cutting the hair off your adult sister's Barbies?
Well, you know, that's not a good idea.
Somebody's going to call SVU. That's
exactly.
That's a crime.
Jessica wrote on our Facebook page, walk up a hill without feeling like you're going to die.
That's true.
That's true. All right, 1-800-330-9999. What could you do as a child that you can't do as an adult?
I can't go into the bathroom and scream for somebody to come wipe my butt for me now.
Well, that's good. Yep.
That is true.
Kind of frowned upon.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. That time is coming back in your life, most
right.
likely.
Yeah.
Sadly said.
Hopefully not.
And Ann Raven, what's that thing you could do as a kid that you just can't do as an adult?
Hide behind the threat of my mother.
Hide behind, right behind your mother.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it. Like, oh, I can't go. My mom won't let me. Think about how many times you would love to use that as an excuse right now.
You know what? You can't really hide behind anything. If I see you hiding behind a car or hiding behind a bush.
But wait a
or
minute.
Hiding behind the corner of
oh,
a house.
No, I don't mean physically. I don't mean physically. My mother was visually intimidating.
Yeah,
when
you don't get it, Raven.
Door, she'd be sitting in the chair. She'd x-ray you.
And she'd be like, and my friends would literally just turn around, okay, Jess, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. That feels good. Like, I could use that with solicitors.
Right.
But at the same time, if I see somebody creeping behind a house or a car or whatever, I'm calling the police, so you can't hide either.
I think Facebook gave up on me.
I mean, is it them or is it, you know, a computer or a robot somewhere?
I don't know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Let me explain, because this may be happening to you, too. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, or maybe you haven't been able to talk to anybody about it because maybe, you know, you just feel like it's not a real thing, but right. You're upset anyways.
So I don't think I've been, I haven't hid the fact that I'm struggling to get this baby weight off. It's been very difficult.
I blame that baby.
Right.
All right. You know, baby's out to kill you.
So normally in normal Anna world, I get ads on Facebook for Beachbody, 21 day fix.
Zumba outfits.
Yeah, like all kinds of like, you know, workout, fat. Athletics,
right,
all
right,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
That new Noom, whatever that app is.
I don't know
is.
What that is,
it's
but okay.
App that helps you lose weight. And, you know, I see it, and, you know, you roll your eyes, like, all right, I'm trying. But there's been a trend where the last 2 weeks, all those ads have stopped, Raven.
Oh, my gosh.
And now the ads are for concealing bathing suits and for those new high-power Spanx, but they're not Spanx. They're fake Spanx. And it shows the woman with all the rolls, and then all of a sudden, like, she puts on this full-body glove, and then she doesn't have the rolls anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
So it's containment wear is what you're saying.
Basically,
there. It's control.
It's like the container store for your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It just wraps it in. It's like a wrap for your vehicle.
Everything in.
Same thing. Weird. Get rid of the scratches right now by wrapping this in here.
And I realized Facebook has given up on me. It no longer believes I have what it takes.
You can't turn this around.
No. Even they have. They're like, listen, you tried. You gave it the best you could. It's time now just to mail it in and buy these high power fake Spanx and contain your body into sausage links.
Now, they're only doing this because these are the things that you must be looking at. That's where they garner this information,
is
right?
It?
From your posts, from your metadata,
that
type of
me?
Stuff.
Are
I don't know.
Are you listening to me on my iPhone right now?
I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
Getting this information from Russia, I'm not sure. Right now, they're posing to me lawnmower engines, which, you know, I just had to buy some in linen pants in several different shades, which, by the way, there's no good shades of linen pants.
Why would they target linen pants at you?
Yeah, upcoming vacation, you know? I need them to go to Hibachi at Sandals. I need them.
So do you just give up, and do you assume that you should wear linen pants?
I have to. It's going to be hot down there. What's the alternative? Slacks? All right? That's not happening. Khakis?
So that's it.
Do you know where the sweat marks will be?
Right. So when Facebook says you need to wrap yourself like a sausage in some kind of saran wrap, and when you say you have to wear linen pants, you just give in. That's how it works.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to eat hibachi in paradise.
Okay.
All right? So, I mean,
it's really sad. I'm just saying, when Facebook gives up on you, you kind of just have to give up on yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It started whenever I would go to Facebook, I would get all ads for eating healthy, 21-day fix, all those kind of things. And after I had the baby and I've had been struggling losing the weight, now all like the posts are like different kinds of Spanx, ways to conceal fat.
Feel like Facebook was there for you before on your athletic, you know, motivating type side here. And now you sadly feel like Facebook has given up. The algorithms are saying it's time to just cover this thing up.
Right.
Forget about getting fit.
Exactly. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And I'm wondering, like, how does Facebook even get this information? When Facebook gives up on you, should you also just give up on yourself?
Right.
Like, is that, like, the time when you're like, all right, well, Facebook says I'm never going to succeed. I might as well just throw in the towel.
They're trying to sell me linen pants right now and lawnmower engines.
Mm.
But as you know, I already purchased a lawnmower engine, and I was very successful with that. Linen pants, how do you really become successful with that? Who knows?
I don't know.
Right.
How do they even know what we're interested in? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. I think your phone really do listen to you. Yesterday, I was talking about making a meatloaf. And I went to Trader Joe's to get some ingredients. On my way back, my phone popped up. Are the ingredients from Trader Joe the best for meatloaf?
Wow.
Interesting.
I screenshot it because I could not believe it.
Right.
So I had to do a screenshot to say, no, this is not for real.
Oh, yes,
there is spyware on there.
I thought you were saying that you screamed in the car because that is about as creepy as somebody being in the back seat when you hop in there. Like, I mean,
that's right.
That is a surprise that pops up right on you. Let's get to the real point here, though. Bacon on your meatloaf or not bacon?
Baking.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pleasant morning, dear.
Right now, it's targeting me to go buy chapstick. How does it know that my lips are chapped?
Your lips are chapped.
But how does the computer internet world know that?
Here's the thing. My lips will be chapped by the end of the day because I'm licking them right now thinking about that meatloaf with bacon. Mm. Ann and Raven.
Hey, so I don't know if you guys read the permissions, but when you update Facebook or if you download Facebook on your phone, it asks for permission for microphone, calls, messages, anything. So you guys give we all give access to Facebook to literally everything. So even if you're not on the app, your microphone can pick up your conversation. And, like, that's how things will be on Facebook that you literally just spoke about. It's so crazy.
You know what I imagine? Remember the original Men in Black where there was the headquarters with all the aliens and the people working?
Right, right.
I imagine that there's...
That room exists.
That room exists, and they're just listening to my conversations all the time. Little aliens.
Right.
Making notes and then going to Facebook and creating ads that target me.
Bob and the other guy whose name we couldn't pronounce.
Yeah. Right.
Got my husband an Alexa. Mm-hmm. And he opens it, and he looks at me, and he goes, "These things record you." I thought he would be happy.
I've got them all over the house now. I don't care. Record my stuff. I can't wait to go viral.
You know what I want to do?
What's that?
1-800-330-9999. What advertisements are you getting on Facebook? I'm curious if I can tell everything about you based on the advertisements that you've been seeing pop up.
Oh, I bet you can. They've got to give us their current advertisements right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a call now. It's 1-800-330-9999.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Laura and John are joining us together this morning. John, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
My wife, I love her. We have a daughter, she's 12, Kim. You know, whenever she wants to hang out with her friends and that kind of thing, I think that we're at the age where we should be contacting her friends' parents. And my wife, Laura, she thinks it's okay to text the friends and say, like, hey, we're having a pool party, come on over. Or like, hey, we're going to go to the mall pretty soon. You know, Kim would love to have you over, those types of things. And I think it's a little inappropriate because I think we should be asking the parents' permission and not just being the cool mom friend and inviting them over.
So let me get this straight. Laura, you text the friends. Your daughter doesn't text the friends. You text the friends and not the parents?
Yes, I have texted her friends. It's not that she doesn't text the friends as well. But yeah, I'll reach out to the girls individually and say, hey, why don't you come over?
That's weird. But I guess why? If you have, are you close with your daughter's friends?
Yes. I feel like we're all really close, and texting is so casual these days. I think it's just fun to kind of be like, oh, Kim, we get together with Julie today, and like I'll just reach out and be like, Julie, pool party, come on over.
You know what's funny is I've thought about this. Sometimes when I can't get a hold of one of my girlfriends, I've thought about texting their daughter to be like, where's your mom? She's not answering me. But then I always refrain from doing it because it feels weird.
But I mean, if you're really close with the family, that's one thing. But I got to tell you, I mean, if I'm a dad and you're looking to take my 12-year-old up and you're not including my wife in the message, like, that's a little off-putting for me. And you know what? I'm not sure if it would be better or worse if she was 14 or 15. I don't think it would be.
Well, let's ask our audience and let's see what they think. Laura, they may agree with you that if you have a good relationship with these kids, what's the big deal if you text them for play dates or for whatever you want to text them about? But they may see John's side, too. If they're not your friends, they're your daughter's friends, and it's crossing the line as a mom to text them. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, because I'm sure they'll agree with me.
Great.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
John has a problem with the fact that his wife, Laura, texts their 12-year-old daughter's friends. She'll text them if they, if you want to come over, you can come over. Or she just texts them funny things. He says it's inappropriate. She's a mom, and there should be boundaries. She says, what's the big deal? I know them. They're my daughter's friends.
Let me give you a scenario. You don't know this is going on with your daughter or your kid. Whether or not you know this woman from school or whatever it may be, you're not that close. You go and check their phone, and you find all these messages in there. It's just strange.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm on the dad's side. This is the problem we have in society today. Parents and kids should not be treated as equals.
Kids need to know their place. Parents need to take a protective role, not a friendship role with their children.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. You know, that's why I make kids walk 3 feet behind me at all times and dig holes for me whenever I see them. Whenever a kid's like, hey, you want to do something? Or hey, impart some knowledge to me in a friendly conversation? Or hey, how about you throw that ball back that I by accident threw in your yard? I tell them to dig a hole or run around the neighborhood.
Why do you need so many holes?
That's just what old people used to tell me when I was young. They'd say, go dig a hole.
All right. I don't know why we're talking
about
this.
This mom needs to find her own friends and stop living vicariously through her daughter.
You know what?
Fair enough.
Keep herself busy by digging a hole.
All right. If you want to chime in, too, call us at 1-800-330-9999. I mean, what are you going to do with all these holes?
Hey, didn't you hear as a kid, go run around the house a few times if you're bored? Didn't they tell you that?
No. John is upset that his wife, Laura, always texts their 12-year-old daughter's friends. She says, what's the big deal? I know the girls. I've known them forever.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you don't have that kind of relationship with the parents, too, I just think that it's strange. It's awkward. As another parent, I would have an issue with that.
As a mom, would you ever text your daughter's friends? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side do you on?
I'm on his side. Well, my daughter's older now, but when she was a teenager and had plans with friends or sleepovers or whatever, I always had to talk to the parents. And if she was having a sleepover, I would always go into the house and meet the parents. If I had a sleepover at my house and parents didn't come in to meet me and just drop their kids off at my house, I would never let my daughter sleep at their house.
Ooh.
One time, I dropped my daughter off at a friend's house for a sleepover, and she had a teenage brother, and there was like 7 of his friends there, and there wasn't a parent in sight.
Well, yeah, I think that's a red flag right there. Right.
You pull that right back. Thank you for the call. Hi. Annie Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on the dad's side today, for sure. It's just weird and awkward, and the child probably has to show the phone to their parents anyway to say, look who called again, Mrs. So-and-so.
Right.
They want me to come over. I think she feels like she's that age, and she's not her daughter's age. She needs to be a little more appropriate.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side this morning. I find it highly inappropriate to be texting someone's child. You should keep your roles separate. The only time you should be contacting a child, find yours, you know?
Right.
And also, what does her daughter think about this?
Right, because it sounds like sometimes her voice would take a back seat to that. Right. Like, Mom, maybe I don't want to do that today. Thanks for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you. Laura, it just seems odd that you're texting 12-year-olds about events and being friends with them. Let them be your daughter's friends, and you back off just a little bit and text the parents whenever you need to reach out to them.
Right? I thought so.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal, but I guess if it's, like, weird to others.
What?
All right, John.
I mean, if it's weird to the parents, that's a major concern. But, you know, here's the thing is, even if it's good-natured and all that right now, this could lead to some really bad situations when they become teenagers. You know, it's great for kids to be able to confide in adults, but if somebody else's child is confiding in you, it's going to put you, that kid, and the parents all in a tough situation. I mean, who knows where it could lead?
Right.
I guess.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alyssa, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Okay. Raven is stepping on out. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's really easy. But if it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you can beat him, we give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
As ready as I can be.
Okay. Number 1. On the show Seinfeld, what was Kramer's first name?
Cosmo.
Number 2. Toy Story 4 out this week. Who is the parent company of Pixar?
Disney.
Number 3, Mel B is upset that Posh Spice didn't attend any of the Spice Girl concerts. Who is Posh Spice?
Veronica something.
Okay. Number 4, Netflix is claiming that their new feature, Murder Mystery, had more than 30 million viewers. It stars Adam Sandler and what actress?
I don't know.
And number five, Ed Sheeran has enlisted Eminem, Cardi B, Khalid, and many more artists for his number six collaborations project album. Name any one of his first three albums.
Can't do it. Terrible.
That's all right, Alyssa. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven?
How'd you do?
Alyssa got two.
Terrible.
Two out of five.
Oh, two out of five is not good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, on the show Seinfeld, what was Kramer's first name?
A Cosmo, man. Cosmo Kramer.
All right. Alyssa's still leading you 2-1. Number two, Toy Story 4 out this week. Who is the parent company of Pixar?
It's Disney.
That's right. You guys are tied at two.
Because I remember at first, like, they were a separate entity, right? Yep. And then they bought them, and everybody was worried it would, they'd kind of just absorb them, and it would dilute the product. Obviously, everybody's still doing well.
Yeah. Number three, Mel B is upset that Posh Spice didn't attend any of the Spice Girl concerts. Who is Posh Spice?
Victoria Beckham.
That is correct. He's beat you, Alyssa.
Mel B is Scary Spice, right?
Yes.
She should keep her comments to herself this year.
Okay. Number four, Netflix is claiming that their new feature, Murder Mystery, had more than 30 million viewers. It stars Adam Sandler and what actress?
Jennifer Aniston. And Netflix had a little void going on this past week, and they jumped right in. I'm looking forward to watching it.
I watched it yesterday.
Is it funny?
It's entertaining.
Yes.
It's entertaining.
But you sound like it's missing a little something.
I'm not surprised to see Adam Sandler do a movie like that.
Right.
I am surprised to see Jennifer Aniston do a movie like that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's a weird combination.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's like it's a fun hour and a half.
Well, they're paying, I can tell you that.
All right, number five. Ed Sheeran has enlisted Eminem, Cardi B, Khalid, and many more artists for his number six collaborations project album.
Okay.
Name any one of Ed Sheeran's first three albums.
Oh, wow. That's
I feel less bad now.
Wow, I think of music now in terms of singles, not albums, huh? I'm going to say, is there a self-titled album?
No, there's not. So you have to remember, Ed Sheeran does that weird thing where he uses like the number symbols.
Okay.
So it's divide and the symbol for divide.
Yeah.
Multiply, which is the X symbol, and plus, which is the plus symbol. Any three of those would have been acceptable.
I have none of those.
Yeah. Alyssa, he beat you 4-2 this morning.
This is Alyssa from Wilson, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Alyssa. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
All right, we got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.